You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Damon Cook and Luke Padgett are old friends. They did time together at San Quentin before being transferred to Solano. They also share a common identity. Both of them are Black and Jewish. Damon talked to Luke about their experiences as Jewish men of color.
Luke has often had to justify why and how he is Jewish. I spoke with him about the impact of dealing with this prejudice on a daily basis, both inside and outside of prison. So when we sat down, I needed to know if bitterness had somehow begun to overtake his spirit.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaSharet, Malachei Elyon.
What's it like to be a man of color practicing Judaism?
I don't think I'm practicing. Matter of fact, I know I'm not practicing. My mother was Jewish, and she raised us to be Jewish, you know, within the knowledge that she had. And that Judaism was who we were, you know? It wasn't something that I fell into. You know, my mother did the best she could, and there's no fault, there's no blame laid at her doorstep. You know, may she rest in peace. Or my sister, they did what they could for what they knew, you know? Two women of color, you know, trying to make it as best they could. We weren't really accepted very well at the synagogue that we went to, and that affected my mother.
I can imagine that was very tough for you growing up.
On the face of it, I was a young Black man. I didn't recognize it at the time, all the time. There were moments when some people thought of me as less than, not the entire, you know, synagogue. I didn't know them. It was just some of the leaders that met us. They weren't very welcoming at that time. And I don't know their history, so I'm not gonna lay blame at their door. Yet and still, Judaism is about community. It's about welcoming. It's about welcoming back. You know, you always hear this one word, you know, return to teshuva and all that stuff. And I think that if that's used too much, it's kind of trite. And sometimes you have certain Jewish individuals who feel that they are, the word I'm looking for is entitled. We're always depicted as outside of the tribe.
Well, I can think of a time you and I spent some time at San Quentin.
Yes, we did.
And I distinctly remember a couple of stories, but I'm going to tell one in general. I want you to go ahead and finish it off for us. But I remember when a group of people from the Aleph Institute came in, and these were Orthodox Jews, and they're studying in rabbinical school. They were ready and they were expecting what they considered a quote-unquote status quo Jewish man, and we both walked in
these large, you know, men of color, and they backed up, and that could have been because they didn't know us. But as we sat down, I noticed that their attention, these two young men who were, you know, there, you know, bless their hearts, to teach and be a part of the congregation that day. They did not really lock eyes with you and I. And
Right. They
kind of backed away, literally, you know. But as we sat down, I noticed that their attention, these two young men who were, you know, there, you know, bless their hearts, to teach and be a part of the congregation that day.
Right.
They locked eyes with the other men in there, white guys in there, who were coming in to learn about Judaism, and, you know, some were Jewish. When that happened, it didn't make me feel bad or disconnected, because I had experienced that before. These are all little tests that they're looking for me to fail in some aspects, and some people are just looking to have conversation. I understand that. That day was really a learning experience, and again, when you have these organizations or these schools that teach in a way, it's separatism.
So this is what I found fascinating. Uh-huh. I found fascinating that because there are so many strict rules in Judaism,
right,
that here's a guy, a man of color, that's totally against whatever they've been taught.
Yeah.
You read, write, and speak Hebrew.
Right.
And now that throws off their whole paradigm. It throws off their whole look. Because the way they looked at you that day.
The way they looked at us that day.
I'm only specifically talking about you. I'm not going to talk about, we can get into me a little bit. But really it was about, okay, they're looking at you and they're saying, where did he learn this? And it was almost like it was unsaid.
Right.
That was rough. But we managed to persevere.
We did.
And by doing that, I think that it brought a lot of, for me, it brought some satisfaction, some validation, if you will. I want to know how you felt that day when they left and I got the subtle nod. I don't know if you saw it or not, but when the young rabbi picked up his siddur, he picked up his prayer book, he said, he just gave the nod like, this is not what we've been taught. However, I accept that you guys are Jewish. Has there ever been a moment when you felt validated?
Being a man of color, I'm overlooked. I don't have time, man, for someone to, you know, say, okay, well, you're this or you're that, you're black and you can't be Jewish, or you're this, you're that. Being black and being Jewish is not outside of who I am. It's simply who I am.
Bo'echem l'shalom, malachi ha-shalom, malachi elyon.
That piece was produced by Damon Cook. He spoke with Julian Glenn Paget, who also goes by Luke. Both are students in our program at Solano State Prison, which is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org. That's also where you can subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast.
Malachi Hamlakim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zetakem L'Shalom Malachi HaShalom Malachi Elyon Mihi Melech Malachi Hamlakim Achados Baruch.